وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يحل لامرأة أن تصوم وزوجها شاهد إلا بإذنه ولا تأذن في بيته إلا بإذنه متفق عليه وهذا لفظ البخاري. Continuing from the chapter of rights of a husband over his wife, in this hadith Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that it is not lawful, it is not permissible for a wife to fast a nafil fast whilst her husband is present. In other words, he is not on journey, he is not out of home. Illa bi-idnihi, except with seeking his permission. So it is not permissible for a wife to keep a nafil fast. We are not talking about a fard fast, a fast of Ramadan. That is different. That is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that, the wife does not have to seek her husband's permission. Other than that, a nafil fast, like for example on a Monday or a Thursday fast, then she has to seek permission from her husband. And the reason for this is, again, as we mentioned yesterday, that sometimes the husband requires his conjugal rights to be fulfilled. And of course, if the wife is fasting, then she will not be able to do so because it is not permissible whilst fasting. And therefore, his rights will not be fulfilled. Hence, Sharia says that she should seek permission from her husband when he is shahid. Shahid means hadir, he is present. In other words, he is not on safar, he is not on journey. If he is on journey, there is no problem. She can keep nafil fast without his permission. And she should not give permission to any person to enter his house except with his permission. And this find many times, there is a quarrel at home, and there is an argument, and the problem all starts when the husband is not happy with some person frequenting his home. Regardless who the person may be from his family or her family, and because of external influences we have, then we find there is a lot of problems and discord in the home. Therefore, Shariat makes it so simple. The wife should seek permission from her husband regarding such people who she wishes to entertain, whom normally the husband does not like that they should enter his home. So she should take his permission, or he should not give permission to any person to enter her home whom the husband will become upset if he comes to know that this particular person has come to his home. Of course, na-mahram men, that is totally not permissible. We're talking about family members or even her friends whom the husband is not happy that she mingles and mixes with such people. Or sometimes you find a person from the family who comes and provokes them, and inside the last night we mentioned that that person who provokes his wife, the wife over the husband, Rasulullah said, فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, that he's not of us. So many times people come and there's external influence and there's disunity in the home then. Therefore Sharia says so simply that the wife should not give permission to any person to enter her home except whom the husband does not wish that they should come to his home. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته فالأمير راع والرجل راع على أهل بيته والمرأة راعية على بيت زوجها وولده فكلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته متفق عليه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned each one of you is a shepherd. We all are shepherds and we have a flock. وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. And all of us are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the flock that we have. وَالْأَمِيرُ رَاعٍ, the Amir, the governor, the president, the king, the leader, he is in charge of his citizens. So they are his flock. And he will be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he implemented the laws of Shariat amidst them in his country. If he did not commit injustice. If he committed injustice, then he's answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he was harsh and cruel to them, so he is responsible for the upliftment of his people. Like that, the husband, he is in charge of his family. The husband, it is his duty to see to the upbringing and the well-being of his family. And he has to make sure that the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are observed in his home. So the nurturing of the family is in his He is responsible for it. And then the wife, she is in charge to administer the domestic affairs of the home. So the husband is gone to work, then the wife, it is her duty to look after, to tend the children, to bring them up Islamically. And she is also answerable regarding this duty of hers. Ala bayti zawjiha wa waladihi. Regarding the domestic affairs of the home and her and the children of her husband. So she should make sure that the correct tarbiyat is done, teach them ta'lim, Islamic upbringing, manners, etc. Rasulullah says, فَكُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُونَ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. Hence, he has emphasized this point, that every one of you is a shepherd, and you will be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding your flock that you have, regarding the people you have. And ustad, he is in charge of his pupils, the principal of his ustad and the pupils. So like this, each one of us is given some duty, and we are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding our flock that we have. وَعَنَبِي عَلِيٍ طَلْقِ بْنِ عَلِيٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَانَ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ قَالْ إِذَا دَعَ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَتَهُ لِحَاجَتِهِ فَلْتَأْتِهِ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ عَلَى التَّنُّورِ. رواه الترمذي والنسائي وقال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح. Similar to the hadith we did yesterday, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a man calls his wife to satisfy his need, she should come to him even if she is at the oven. In other words, she is busy in the kitchen and behind the oven. Now we know this is a very important part in the kitchen, and the woman is very, very busy. But even if it is that condition, and the husband really requires his needs to be fulfilled, then he calls his wife, he should leave those household chores and see to his urge, satisfy his need for conjugal relations. Because, as I mentioned yesterday, the husband's conjugal feelings are much more stronger than that of a woman, and many times he will not be able to curb it, and it could lead him to haram things, it could lead him to zina. May Allah protect us. And today we find many elderly people also, Allah protect us, Allah protect me, protect all of us, that when the need is not satisfied, then they go into pornographic material, into the internet. How many have they been caught by their wives also? Therefore, if you follow the Shariat, inshallah, these are ways and means of curbing those things that can lead a person towards haram. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding of all these ahadith, give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.